push for reform. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A renewed call for immigration legislation from President Biden.
Hosting the First Lady of Mexico and dozens of guests in the Rose Garden for a Cinco de Mayo reception, President Biden again urged Congress to take up immigration proposals he says can win bipartisan support.
For dreamers and those temporary protected status, farm workers, essential workers. Not only the right thing to do, but it's economically the smart thing to do as well.
The president has met this week with members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus on immigration proposals as the administration deals with an expected surge of migrants at the southern border should a public health order limiting asylum seekers and others be lifted later this month. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A vote set for next week in the Senate that would codify abortion rights into federal law. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's needed.
Republican politicians are telling America's women, your body, our choice.
Though the vote is largely symbolic because Democrats don't have the 60 votes needed to overcome a Republican filibuster. Russian President Vladimir Putin trying to smooth things over with the leader of Israel over comments made by his foreign minister.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov faced international backlash this week for claiming Adolf Hitler had Jewish origins. Russian President Vladimir Putin has now apologized to Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett in a Thursday phone call. The Israeli leader said he thanked Putin for clarifying on the 74th Independence Day of the State of Israel.
Fox's Tom Graham. Fire crews in New Mexico building more fire lines to try to battle a massive wildfire that's charred hundreds of square miles and destroyed dozens of homes. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Two more nations are taking a serious look at joining NATO.
Sweden and Finland could be joining NATO this summer after remaining neutral throughout the Cold War. Sweden's top diplomat told reporters in Washington she's received, quote, American assurance U.S. forces will protect her country while the potential application is pending. American, British, and Finnish forces conducted joint military exercises in Finland not far from the Russian border. Britain's Defense Secretary Ben Wallace says anti-tank missiles have decimated Russian tanks in Ukraine and added Putin's army is not worth the money he paid for it. In London, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
The Department of Agriculture says there are 956 cases of bird flu confirmed in wild birds, and says the illness is killing an alarming number of bald eagles and other wild birds. TikTok is looking to share advertising money with its top creators.
TikTok announces TikTok Pulse, a program set to launch in June, letting marketers run ads on the top 4% of videos, allowing creators with at least 100,000 followers to receive a cut of the revenue. Reps focusing on factors including viewer engagement and views, explaining advertisers will have to be invited to purchase ads. Reps tell TechCrunch there will be a 50-50 split of the ad revenue, saying the future of brands connecting with people is really reaching them where they are hyper-engaged and with the content they're passionate about. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The World Video Game Hall of Fame has announced its latest inductees. They include Ms. Pac-Man, Dance Dance Revolution, The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, and Sid Meier's Civilization. The Hall of Fame considers electronic games of all types each year, arcade, console, computer, handheld, and mobile. Inductees are recognized for their popularity and influence on the video game industry or pop culture over time. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.